This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gonna help you do. As I come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios, when you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, it's real simple. Rocket can. A big shout out to producer Chris helping to move the show along here. A big shout out to each and every single one of you all for listening. You can listen on the freeradio.com app. Shout outs to every single one of you all who is listening on one of our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates across the country, and then also SiriusXM Channel 206. You can listen on Apple Music by going to radio and typing in CBS Sports Radio. I'm here rocking with you for the next hour. I get going at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific every single weeknight, Monday through Friday. You can find me online. My Twitter is at JR Sport Brief, and so is my Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. I'm here rocking with you for one more hour. 3 down in the books and 1 more to go. And we spent a lot of time. It's pretty nice to halfway discuss. We've had a progression over the past several months. You know, back when the show started in March, we spent a lot of time just really discussing where the hell the sports are. I started on March 23rd. On March 11th, things were shut down, and we had to really sit down and have conversations about when we're going to have sports, how we're going to have sports, the premises of when, the parameters. And unfortunately, here we are in August, and some sports just still have no idea, don't have any structure. We've seen the NBA go through an entire process of holding their games in a bubble in doing it successfully. We've seen the NHL do the same thing, holding their games in 2 hub cities. We've seen the NFL hold their draft, amazingly, back in April, virtually. And it seemed to go off without a hitch. It was pretty damn cool to see a virtual draft. I mean, even Roger Goodell was in his basement in Bronxville, New York, and he was encouraging fans to boo him virtually, I guess so he could feel comfortable and feel that he was at home. And along the way, we've also had hiccups as we've tried to bring sports back. Rob Manfred in Major League Baseball, I can't recall the last time we've had such just obvious disdain and public fighting, especially during a pandemic where people have lost jobs. And here we have Major League Baseball owners represented by Manfred and the players represented by Tony Clark just going back and forth. We even had a ridiculous comment from Blake Snell, who was pretty tone deaf at the time, you know, saying that I need to get mines if I'm going to play. Well, he certainly sounded out of touch in that regard. And Major League Baseball, even when they resume play, as we just spent some time talking about last hour, you have the Cardinals, you have the Marlins, who, quite frankly, they've been missing time. They had to pause part of their season because players tested positive. And then the big issue here is college football. Conferences to conference and team to team and coach to coach. And man, I've been discussing this for a long time. I said they're going to have the most difficult road back. And unfortunately, the NCAA didn't provide any type of guidelines to the conferences. They basically said, well, y'all are smart. Figure it out. Figure it out amongst yourselves, and we'll be here. We'll want to make some money, but we're not going to be responsible for anything that happens. And so when it comes to Major League Baseball, it's day by day. You know, Major League Baseball is still in a space where they hope that their players can continue to stay safe, that they have less Plesiacs and Clevengers who decide to go out on a Saturday night, and more players who just kind of try to keep everybody else safe. College football has no idea if they can do that. And the NBA and the NHL, they're operating in a bubble. And it's not easy. This year hasn't been easy for anybody. You know, I guess if you're an athlete, you have to think about some of the cash and the money that you've lost. And you also have to think about the opportunity. You know, Big Smooth, Sam Perkins, was on the show a few weeks ago. And he jokingly said the NBA is back in a bubble, or is in a bubble right now, because that's where LeBron James wants to be. And LeBron James wants to play. Well, in a few seconds, I want to play you some audio from LeBron James. And he basically spoke about how difficult it is to play in the bubble. And earlier on in the show, as we spoke about Damian Lillard lighting it up and TJ Warren lighting it up, Devin Booker, you got to figure it's easier. It's less pressure packed when you don't have a thousand fans yelling at you to make or miss, when you don't have to worry about being embarrassed. And yes, all of the players are on TV. They're used to that, but you miss the atmosphere. And we can pipe in the crowd noise, but there's a little bit different. There's something different when you go to an arena and you have the buzz. There's something different when you're, even for a loser team like the New York Knicks, when you're in Madison Square Garden and you have the buzz of the crowd, where you are a baseball player and you're in Yankee Stadium and you're being accosted in right field. I mean, there are just so many things that you generally get as a player that they haven't had to deal with now with no fans. And I think for some players it works. For other players, playing is a little bit more difficult. I want you to listen to what LeBron James said about playing in the NBA bubble with no fans.
At the end of the day, you know, basketball is basketball, and I just want the fans to know at home that we miss them dearly. You know, and we're going through something that we haven't never experienced before, you know, with the pandemic and COVID and things of that nature. So the virtual fan board is unbelievable. Yeah. But we miss our fans dearly, and we hope that someday, sooner than later, that we can get it under control and get our fans back into the arenas, stadiums, and gyms. So, you know, as a player, you know, you love the game. When you have a love for the game, you come out and try to prepare and go out and do what you got to do and live with the result.
Isn't that what everybody wants? Everybody wants for us to get back to some type of space or just as any type of normal. That's what we all want. LeBron James wants to play in the Staples Center. He doesn't want to play in Orlando, Florida. I'm pretty sure LeBron James is sick of looking at Mickey Mouse, if he's even seen him. I would think that Mickey Mouse is minding his business somewhere. He shouldn't be anywhere near an NBA player. But do you, as fans, do you, as a fan of sports, do you feel the same way? Granted, we have all the sports back pretty much that we've wanted to see. We can hope that the NFL can continue to clear a pathway and doesn't go the way of several conferences that have decided to opt out and decline to play football this year. The NFL ain't going to play with their money. They're going full steam ahead. You can bet on that. But how have you felt about the presentation of sports? You know, it's pretty cool. When I first saw the NBA court, I'm like, damn, the NBA does everything just first class. You have the drop down. You have the lights. You wouldn't know where they were at. It looks like a closed set. And that's what happens when you generate billions of dollars and you got the money. Go ahead and spend it. The virtual fan boards, we've seen Shaquille O'Neal sitting and watching games, and Lil Wayne. We've seen other retired stars. Paul Pierce has been watching some of the games via Zoom, and it's cool. The NBA has spent some cash. They've spent some money. They've invested in this bubble to move this season forward. And to a certain degree, I've gotten lost in the game. You don't realize it. And I'm sure that's the case for a lot of the players, too. When you get into the heat of the moment, are you really paying attention to the fact that there are no fans in the stands? You might realize it when you're in a timeout. You might realize it when you're walking out of a huddle. But how big of an impact has it had for the players? How big of an impact has it had on you? You know, one of the concerns about the NBA was language. You know, how much would you be able to hear the players? With the noise that's piped in and what we hear, I don't think I hear too much more than we've ever heard before. You know, in Major League Baseball, you sit and watch the games. You know, you see it's. I don't want to say cool, but it is. You know, you get a player on first, and then you get a player on second, and one on third, and all of a sudden the bases are loaded. And I've watched games where I just hear, you know, that they've elevated the crowd noise depending on the situation on field. Like, they're not being real slapstick or cheap about this experience. But does it add to what you watch at home? Like, do you care whether or not a team has a tarp on the first base and third base line, or whether they have some silly cardboard fans? Do you care? Does it matter to you? I'm just happy to have sports back. And to be honest, I don't feel like I've been distracted. I think the only time that I'm really reminded of what's going on, I'm used to not seeing the fans. I'm really reminded when, you know, the announcer says, well, this player tested positive for COVID-19. Well, this guy tested positive and he had to quarantine for a day and now he's back. That stands out to me more than the actual play, than from what we actually hear from the players, what we hear from the coaches. When the game is on, I'm paying attention. And I can say it hasn't been all that big or large of an adjustment. I actually look forward to the day where we can get fans back into arenas and stadiums, because hopefully that means we're back to some type of normal. I don't know if that's next year. I mean, we heard from Joel Embiid last night here on the show. Joel Embiid said, if we are playing in a bubble next year, if the NBA has to take 8 months to play in a bubble, you can count me, Joel Embiid, out. I'm not doing it. And I can't fault any human who doesn't want to be isolated, who wants to be away from their family, who wants any of these issues. And it doesn't matter how much money is at stake. You know, these are unusual circumstances. But for a viewer watching at home, I've pretty much gotten used to it. I don't have any issues with presentation. I don't have any issues with noise. I think everything, for the most part, has gone as well as it can be. And that is in baseball. That is in basketball. That is in hockey. Let's see what the NFL does. We know noise can play a big factor in an NFL game. Disrupting the offense, trying to force the team into an audible, trying to force them into a silent count, just contributing. And as a fan, think about Seattle with the 12s. What advantage is that going to be or not going to be for a team like Seattle? So I think ultimately up until now, I haven't noticed a huge difference in the play. It hasn't bothered me at all with the way the games have been presented. The only thing I particularly didn't like is when we saw the stupid virtual fans, and I'm glad that that's not there for every single game. Because if I want to play a video game, I will. Yeah, Chris, what are your thoughts on just presentation? Does anything stand out to you? Are you happy with the product that we've seen on television?
Well, here's what I know, JR. Over the past 48 hours, we've gotten some pretty sobering news, specifically from the world of college football. So when I see guys like Damian Lillard Luka Doncic, Charlie Blackman in baseball, like we talked about earlier, do these remarkable things on the field. It reminds me how much I love sports and how much I love watching them. So I think at this point, I'm not going to take anything for granted, and I'm just going to enjoy what we have, because clearly we don't know day to day, week to week, month to month at this point, what we're going to have and what we're not going to have. So I've loved what the NBA has done. I've loved what the NHL has done. Baseball's trying their best. We're going to see if the NFL can get to playing in just a couple weeks. But for now, I think we got to just see what's right in front of us and appreciate it.
You got to appreciate it. That's a good summation. You don't know. I mean, we had a college football commissioners talking about today. Hey, we're just taking it a day at a time. Major League Baseball, they figured out when they're going to have their playoffs the day that their regular season started, and they still don't know where their playoff games are going to take place, whether it's going to be a bubble or not. So it is a great idea and perfect, Chris, to really enjoy what you have in front of you. And I can't complain. Everything that we've seen, I believe, has been first class. They've done a good job with the production, with the presentation. And for me, I'll watch sports. You know, I'm used to going to sporting events and standing in an aisle, standing in a hallway, and just trying to watch and keep it moving. I'd watch two kids playing outside against the fence. I've done that too. So for me, the atmosphere doesn't matter. It's the competition that's on the field, that's on the ice, that's on the court, that makes it. For me, you know, thousands of fans, hundreds of thousands of fans, 100,000 fans, that's all great for atmosphere. But at this point, I'll take what I can get. I want to hear from you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on what we've seen from sports so far? Are you happy with the presentation? Are you sick of the cardboard fans? Are you tired of the noise? What are your thoughts on the presentation of what we've seen from sports? Because ultimately, like producer Chris just said, you got to enjoy it while you do. Is there anything that you would change from what you've seen while sports has returned? The phone lines are open to you. We're going to talk to you. 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We've had sports back seemingly almost for like a month now, depending on what you've been watching. Obviously, golf has been off. Tennis has been going. Singular sports. But team sports, the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, we've had to get adjusted to watching these games with no fans. This isn't anything that any of us have been used to seeing, but obviously, you know, everyone has kind of done things their own way. The NBA has done a terrific job with the presentation. We have piped in noise, and when the games get going, you really don't notice it. It just looks like enhanced summer league. You know, Major League Baseball, club to club, you might have cardboard stands as fans, or you might have the tarp put down. It's tricky. But I think overall the presentation of sports has been good. The phone lines are open to you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. How have you enjoyed watching sports with no fans? Have you really been affected? Have you noticed it all that much by the time the games have got going? Are you used to it? Let's go ahead and hit the phone lines. The number is sponsored by Geico. Right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. Let's go ahead and talk to Joseph. He's calling up from Atlanta. Joseph, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think? Joseph?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. What are your thoughts on watching all of these sports so far?
You know, man, I have to say I was, at first, when I heard about the theory of sports without fans, I was not a fan of it. I thought, oh, man, there's no way this is going to work. But I'm actually impressed with what the major sports have done, you know, on the creative side of things to keep it as normal as possible. But one thing I wanted to say that not a lot of people are talking about, you know, is golf, actually. And watching the PGA Championship over the weekend, I cannot tell you, that was one of the sports that I think it's hardest to notice or not notice, that is, that there's an absence of fans. Like, every time a good shot would go down or maybe somebody would chip something in, you're expecting a roar, especially in that final round with all that, with all the stakes in play, and you don't get it. And I can't help but thinking, man, if I go back to my idol, Tiger Woods, and if I imagine half of his shots, famous shots throughout his career, without the roar of the fans, man, it just comes across as awkward. And so anyway, I thought that's the, out of all the sports, to me, that's the one that I think you can't help but feel a little awkward as you watch it, you know, knowing that, oh, there should be some noise here. And I noticed too, like, it obviously plays off of other players. You can't react to the roars, so the players don't have any idea, oh, maybe so-and-so just drained a putt back on 17. They have nothing to gauge, and there's no fan noise to gauge.
Right. And if you think that's one thing, and thank you, Joseph, for calling up from Atlanta. If you think golf is one thing, you want to talk about the roar of a crowd. What is football going to look or sound like? Where you actually have, you know, tennis and golf, they're polite games. You know, you wait for after or pauses in play before you make noise. You know, it's not polite to the folks playing if you're out there just shouting and making noise. Now, the NFL, the fans actually generate noise to impact the game. That's a part of the game of football. It doesn't matter if you're at the high school level, moving on into college. We know how influential that can be. And then going on into the NFL. You know, unless maybe you play in someplace like Jacksonville, maybe things are a little bit more quiet. But we certainly know in places like Seattle, or you go out to Pittsburgh, you know, Green Bay, fans are integral. They are important to what goes on to the field. They can actually adjust game plans. So I think football, as we wait for that to come back, that's going to be real interesting with no fans. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. How has your experience been watching sports with no fans? Have you noticed? Have you not noticed? Do you not care anymore? Let's go ahead. Chester's calling up from GA. Chester, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR, man? A big fan of you, man. A big fan of yours. Let me just say that I'm a Lyft driver at night, so I'll put you on and all the passengers come in here. They're like, can't believe that you're on the radio. They love it. So I'm kind of promoting that stuff. So you're doing a good job, man. Keep it up.
Thank you.
I'm an NBA fan, man. And for the first time, I mean, for what the NBA have done so far, kudos to the NBA for what they've done so far. You know, considering it's the first time we all experienced this kind of pandemic stuff. And, you know what I'm saying? I just want to say the NBA is great, doing a great job. And I've not missed the fans. You know what I'm saying? Because the games be awesome. And it's every day is a good games. You know, very, very good games. All the teams are playing hard. So they're bringing it. They've done a great job. So kudos to the NBA. That's my thing. I'm an NBA man.
Okay. Nah, I think the NBA's done a tremendous job. And thank you, Chester, for calling up from Georgia. The NBA, just what they've done, just from the presentation and the production, it doesn't seem that they've missed a beat. And then throughout the day, there are just multiple games on. I have to go ahead and look at the schedule and go, oh, who's playing at this time? Oh, they're playing at 1 o'clock, or this is a 2 o'clock game, and I can watch this before I go on air. I mean, I have games on while I'm sitting here with you guys. And so you can really get some NBA basketball all day long. We know that this is going to be the conclusion, at least this week, is going to be it. As we finish up the restart of the 8-game season, and we also have the scrimmage games, and we're going to have a play-in game, it looks like, for the Western Conference. I'm hoping it's between the Blazers and the Phoenix Suns. I'll take anything that we can get. I really can. Any sports content, any bit of sports or athletic activity, I'm happy with it right now. And you know what? For everything that a lot of people have had to deal with here in 2020, beggars aren't choosers. You got to take what you can get. I like I said, I just think football is in for the biggest kind of adjustment. I think, and Hugh Douglas was on with us a few weeks ago, and he made it clear, we are going to see sloppy play. Unfortunately, we're probably going to see injuries. But it wouldn't surprise me in similar fashion of the NBA if we saw more of an offensive explosion when we get NFL games back in a few weeks, which I hope that we can get back. Because when you really boil it down, if we don't have crowds chanting defense, if we don't have home teams trying to disrupt the away team's offense, I could imagine that a lot of the football that we're getting ready to watch in a few weeks is going to be more backyard style. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody like Pat Mahomes, I mean, shoot, you thought he used to air it out. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw more of that. The NFL has the biggest adjustment, and we haven't even seen them play games yet. And I know there's still plenty of cities, franchises, organizations that are holding out some type of hope that they can at least have maybe a few thousand fans in the stands. But what is a few thousand fans going to do when you have an arena or a stadium that would traditionally hold anywhere from 60 to 90,000 fans? A couple thousand people ain't going to do a damn thing. You might as well keep those people at home.
Might look worse because then you can actually see how big some of these stadiums actually are. Like Jerry's World, there's 5,000-10,000 people in the stands. Forget it.
Yeah, it makes no sense. And it's funny you bring up Jerry's World. When they opened that up, I forgot what it was. I don't even remember, honestly, if it was a football game. It might have been the Final Four. I think this is in 2012, maybe, I think. And I took a lap around that entire place during one game, and it was just bodies on top of bodies. You couldn't move. You couldn't walk an inch in there. And like what you just said, Chris, what's the point of having fans in there if they're going to be seen and it's not going to look good, and if they're going to be heard but it looks ridiculous? You might as well have the fans just chanting in a library. You don't stick to watching it on television. As much as we all want to be back in the stadiums, as much as we all want to be back in the arenas, like, is it hurting anybody to take a year off? Is it hurting anybody that damn bad when we know that we can't all pack in? That's not going to happen. So what are we going to do? Do a lottery to get a couple of fans into the stands for the arenas? Let's just pass on this year. I know it's not good. I know a lot of people say, oh, well, let's move along. I don't think we're hurting that damn bad. If you want to talk about economic reasons, I understand. But for vanity, you know, for self-preservation, I think we can all take a year off. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Talking about fans in the stands. You know, we're getting a sneak peek at what's going on in Los Angeles due to Hard Knocks. We're going to talk about Hard Knocks when we come back. The season debuted on Tuesday night, tonight actually. We'll talk about that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Talking about no fans in the stands. Had quite some time to get adjusted. Cardboard fans may not count. Virtual fans on a computerized board may not count. But I'm pretty okay with what we've seen so far. I have no qualms. I think the NBA has done a terrific job. Major League Baseball has done cool. I think the NFL is really where we're going to see a huge difference. I think it's been a boon to role players that they haven't necessarily had a distraction. No one has really had home field advantage. But if we can actually see some NFL games in about a month or so, that's really going to be telling. That's really going to be telling for what things look like. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw more of an offensive explosion without home crowds leading or trying to obstruct the visitor's offense. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. Before I roll out of here, I want to get as many of you on as I can. Let's start with Dave. He's calling up from Knoxville, Tennessee. Dave, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What has your experience been like watching sports since they've been back on television?
I've been bored not watching sports all this time. And I'm used to it now. So I haven't really cranked it back up that much. I'm a Boston fan, and they've been losing every time I watch. So I hate that.
So you're a little superstitious there, huh?
Yeah. I also have a question about the Patriots. They went 3 or 4 days with the worst record a few years ago. They were 0-1. And then I wanted to know how long it's been since they were last.
Oh, my goodness. You want to talk about, what, last in the AFC East?
No, last total.
Oh, what do you mean last? So I'm not following what you're asking,
Dave. They had the worst record of all the teams just for one game. 3 or 4 years ago, I think it was.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe I've been sitting down here a little too long, Dave. Maybe my brain doesn't work. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. I'm not clear on what you're asking. What's your ultimate, I guess, question or point?
The Pats were last a lot when I was growing up.
Yeah, they sucked. Yes.
Yes. Like 3 or 4 decades, they were 2-14, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it was a pretty long time ago. What I wanted to know is how long.
It's been like 20 years. Well, 30 years ago in the 90s. They sucked.
Yeah, I guess starting with Drew Brees.
Well, Bledsoe.
Yeah, Drew Bledsoe, excuse me.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all right. Better.
It's all right, Dave. I mean, we've all been without sports a long time. And, you know, maybe Drew Bledsoe will get some sense knocked back into him. But I don't know why you weren't about the last time the Patriots sucked that bad. It's it's been
curious.
A long time.
I guess it's a,
okay.
Like a trivia question. I don't know. Anyway,
nothing wrong with
being
curious. Well, make it quick, Dave, please.
Okay. The moon rose here a couple of days ago like a big orange football. And I took that as it was fully inflated, that okay. They were going to have a full 10-game.
All right, Dave. I appreciate you for calling up from Knoxville. You be well and you be safe out there. Shout-outs to Dave for calling up from Knoxville. Hey, Chris. Did I have a brain lock, or was I didn't know if he was asking the last time they were last in the AFC East. I wasn't clear. Was it just me or what?
Yeah, he was not articulating his point very well, I think, to say the least. But we love all of our callers equally, don't we? In 1990,
yes.
The Pats were 1-15 to answer his question.
Okay, yeah, I just didn't. I thought that's what it was when the last time they sucked. And, yeah, it's been about 25, 30 years. Let's talk to Alan, who's calling up from Toronto. Alan, you're on CBS Sports Radio. You're on – well, I suck now. Alan, go on ahead.
Yeah, hi, JR. I just watched the fifth longest hockey game between the Lightning and the Blue Jackets, and I was as pumped up as I ever was. You know, I didn't notice any fans at all, you know. And it was a grueling game. I'm sure both teams were in a state of near exhaustion. And, you know, it's one time I talked to former goalie Eddie Belfour. You know, he played in a number of multi-overtime games. And I asked him, I said to him, any signs of nervousness, butterflies in the stomach, weak knees? Was he intimidated by the crowd at all? And he says it got to a point where he couldn't think, you know, he just was there. He had a job to do and just, he was there and it didn't matter to him. It just, it got to a point where it was like he was the players were skating on mud and shooting marshmallows and they just completely oblivious to the crowd. And I was oblivious to the crowd too. I was, you know, I had butterflies in the stomach besides the pigeons because it's overtime, and that's it. I didn't notice anything at all. You know, I was carrying on normally, like I would watch.
So has that been the case for you in every sporting event you've watched over the past, let's say, month?
Yeah. Now, had I been in the arena, let's say I was a reporter or an announcer of some kind, then I would notice a difference. Then okay. I wouldn't like it very much. But okay. On the TV, no, I don't notice any difference at all. I'm like you. I'm just glad to have sports back, and that's it. I know they're walking on eggs, and they're living in an insecure world. The bubble could burst at any time. Well, what happens if there's a St. Louis Cardinal wow. team that gets COVID-19 during the playoffs? You'll have to cancel the whole playoffs. You know,
Alan, I will try to look on the bright side, and thank you for calling up from Toronto. I'll look on the bright side is that the NBA in its bubble, the NHL in its two bubbles and its hub cities, that they've had success. And yeah, the bubble can burst at any time, but it's a controlled environment. And this is what we've spoken about from the get-go. And this is what the NBA has researched. This is what it's come down to, is that we're seeing hockey games in a controlled environment. We're seeing the NBA in a controlled environment. And when you have less variables that can affect whether or not you can even have the games, things can be successful. And the more variables you bring into the equation, the more likelihood is that you do have a Cardinal situation or a Marlin situation, or even now a couple of the Cleveland Indians decide to go out and have a little bit of a good time. That's not what you want. So, you know, kudos to those leagues for doing it the right way. And I told you before we went to break, something interesting happened tonight, and that's we're actually going to get a season of Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks premiered tonight on HBO. And this year, instead of highlighting one team, it's actually highlighting both teams, the new teams, the new occupants, I guess you could say, of SoFi Stadium in Inglewood. And now what happened to be the Rams and then also the Chargers. And I was surprised, to be honest. I didn't expect that we would get a Hard Knocks on HBO when you think about how just detailed and how close to the action, you know, HBO and NFL films have gotten over the past several years to bringing this to us. And I can't wait to watch it. The reality is, by the time I went on air, that's pretty much when it debuted. So I may actually watch it in a few minutes when I conclude. But kudos to them for making it happen. I've heard and seen some articles that they have a split camera crews between both locations. The cameras are a little bit further away. And in a general sense, where Hard Knocks will try to highlight certain players, superstars, players that are on the fringe. It talks about their experiences in their rooms. I'd venture to say that this year, obviously, they have to address what's been going on with COVID. They have to address players opting in and opting out. You don't have any preseason games that you can wrap some of the storylines around. There are probably less players where you can get intimate with them about whether or not they're going to make the team or not make the team. And so this year, Hard Knocks is going to be interesting. Not like it's any less interesting any year. You know, it was pretty cool when you had Ray Lewis in the Baltimore Ravens. It was pretty cool when you had Rex Ryan yelling about eating snacks and being vulgar at every opportunity you could think of with the New York Jets. I remember there was an instance of Darrelle Revis and his contract. Hard Knocks is pretty cool. It's one of the best sporting shows out there. If you like any type of documentary or behind-the-scenes style, Chris, do you have a favorite season of Hard Knocks that you've seen, or do they all kind of just meld together for you?
Well, I do, but I don't know if you caught this too, JR. At the beginning of the episode that you're about to watch, I didn't get to watch it either. I was here getting ready for the show, but Coach Anthony Lynn revealed that he actually has been battling COVID-19.
Wow. News to me. I did not know that. That was revealed in this episode.
Yeah, that's how they actually started the entire episode, the entire season, kind of on a somber note. He was sitting alone at his desk, and he revealed to the world that he had COVID-19.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah, and these are all of the things that we have to take, day by day. And he ain't the first. He ain't the last as we, try to get through this year and eventually try to get back to some sense of normalcy. And that's why I always say, listen, we can always talk about sports, but sports is not just operating in a plane separate from everything else going on in the world. This is a part of life. I mean, look, we got a whole documentary that has traditionally been about sports every single year that is forced to confront just all of the elements outside the field. You know, nobody goes to work and just automatically forgets about life. And sports is no different. These are human beings that we're watching. They're not video game characters. You don't turn it on. You don't turn them off. There's no power button. There's no on and off. And so there are plenty of tough decisions that have been made, that are being made, that will be made. And we started off the show talking about it with the NCAA, all of these conferences, the SEC, the ACC, the Big 12 that are going to try to go on, even with the Big 10 and the Pac-12 deciding to pack it in and say we're going to stay home. So, ultimately, I hope everybody stays safe. I hope everybody can be respectful of the choices that other people decide to make. And, we can continue to move on in a safe space where we can get sports back to normal. It's been a pleasure hanging out with you all. Make sure you hit me up, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at JR Sport Brief. It's time for me to roll. Amy Lawrence is coming up next. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show. You're listening to CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.